Wake me up, wake me up. Nikki and DeMello.
Coast FM.
Maybe it's the fact that winter is here. You know, winter is coming.
Yeah.
Maybe
that's terrible. You really should watch Game of Thrones.
I wasn't trying to do it like that. I was doing it like a real farmer, you know.
No worries.
Because that's how all real farmers talk.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you know, since the rain started, all my wife's done is just looked sadly through the window for days. I'm going to have to let her in eventually.
Oh, that's terrible.
The Peruvian woman is aiming for a Guinness World Record title after her hair was measured at 5.8 feet long, which is basically as tall as your tallest person.
5 feet? Wow. Yeah, I was
5.8. That's just under 6 feet, so that's kind of in the territory.
Okay.
Of a pretty tallish person.
That's pretty tall. Yeah.
Noemi Romero is 24 and is known as the Peruvian Rapunzel. She said she's been growing her hair out since she was born and is seeking to take the Guinness World Record title from an Argentine woman who grew her hair to 4.99 feet long. So seems like she has
done
it.
She's already beat it then.
I don't think it's been officially registered. Right. They've got to measure it and stuff.
Does she say if she gets it trimmed?
I don't know. She didn't say, no.
Often people who don't get their hair cut, their hair doesn't grow because the ends are all dead.
Well, maybe
you've got to get a little trim and then it grows longer.
There you go.
Well, it's like your trees in your garden. You've got to trim them, then they bush out.
I'll take that on board. Romero says long hair runs in her family.
Okay.
As I imagine, so do hairballs.
Hairballs?
Yeah, because you girls lick your hair, don't you?
Ooh.
Or am I thinking of cats?
Yeah.
It has been a while since I've had to worry about hair care.
Okay.
97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
And here she is, your mistress of the gossip, Nikki Parkinson.
Mistress, okay. The trailer for Frozen 2 has been released. It features Elsa swimming through dark waters before meeting a troll.
Elsa, the past is not what it seems. You must find the truth. The enchanted lands and into the unknown. But be careful. We have always feared Elsa's powers were too much for this world. Now we must hope. They are enough.
I won't let anything happen to her.
Frozen 2 will hit theatres on November 27. Now, Radiohead is raising money for the environment after some of their archival material was hacked. Oh. Johnny Greenwood says the hackers have threatened to release the music if they don't receive $150,000. So, instead of complaining or ignoring it, they're releasing all 18 hours for charity. The music will be on sale for $18 over the next 18 days. All the funds will be donated to Extinction Rebellion, which stages direct action protest against climate change. So, that's a great way to turn it around, isn't it?
Isn't it? I mean, it'd be great if I had a back catalogue that I could release for charity if I ever got
anyone would actually
anyone
want.
Anyone would care about, exactly. But, hey, more power to them.
Now, DJ Khaled has chucked a bit of a whammy. He's reportedly planning to sue Billboard after his latest album only debuted at number 2. Billboard originally agreed to count Father of Assad's downloads, that's his album, sold as part of an energy drink promotional bundle. So he's annoyed because they've backtracked, saying that there was anomalies in their figures from the promo sale. So they've
they've
counted 100,000 album sales. They've cut them out because it was part of the promotional package.
And that would have made the difference.
Well, who knows? But he is not happy about it. And Tyler, the creator's album, is currently number 1 and he is number 2. Number 2 is still pretty good. Come on. You
can't argue.
That.
2 comes right after 1.
Exactly. Almost there. And Gwyneth Paltrow has revealed she and her new hubby, Brad Falchuk, don't live together. Gwen says Brad stays with the kids at his own home when they're in his custody for 3 days a week. He then stays with her for the remaining 4 days of the week. And apparently it works for them. Well, 4 days on, 3 days off. Sounds like a pretty good work roster to me.
Yeah, if you're a Boilermaker.
Are you calling Gwen a boiler?
Well, I wasn't, but now that you mention it.
Nikki and DeMello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.